This area was a historic peregrine nesting site in the 1940s and prior to that. And beginning, I think, in the mid-1950s, they were not here anymore. And it took from then until the mid-1990s for peregrines to reestablish at this location.
And that was because of DDT and eggshell thinning?
Because the population was decimated in the 1940s and 50s by DDT. The recovery took a very long time, and most of it happened in the 80s and 90s. And so by 1995, we had nesting peregrines here again. And for now, the last 20 years, they've been here.
It's kind of poetic. It's almost like genetic memory that they return to their historic eyrie. How fast is the population increasing?
It's really not increasing very fast.
Why?
Well, there's a lot of hazards. The young fledgling peregrines are, like most other birds of prey, have a high mortality rate. Probably half of them die in the first year, just from the hazards of learning to live. You know, crashing into things, not getting enough food, eating something that gets stuck in their throat like a big bone, encounters with other birds, crash landings, all kinds of things that happen to them. They get into trouble. They smack into stuff and they die. And so all we ever see in our breeding population are the survivors, ones that have made it at least through a year, sometimes several years before they find a place to nest.
That said, the population is rebounding to the point where they have been downlisted from endangered to threatened.
Right. That happened in 2008. The New Hampshire Fish and Game Department decided that it was appropriate to move them off the state endangered list to the state threatened list because we were seeing evidence that they were nesting successfully. You remember, the original problem was toxins and pesticides that caused eggshell thinning. And one of our ongoing concerns is that they're able to nest without disturbance. At cliffs, that's an issue, and that's why we work with the climbing community. But we're seeing evidence that they are reproducing successfully. What we don't know is where that carrying capacity really is and how many of our cliffs and buildings will support birds at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They're highly territorial. We're never going to have colonies of peregrines nesting anywhere in the state.
They don't tolerate.
They don't like neighbors. They want to rule the roost.
Welcome
basically.
To New Hampshire.
Yeah, so that even applies to our urban sites. The city of Manchester is probably never going to have more than one or two pairs of peregrines nesting in it.